proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And in our studio today, we actually have a special guest. David Muckel is here joining us. We recently had the four-day focus of Jewish missions held here at our headquarters at International Board of Jewish Missions in the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area. And David, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Well, David, it's just a pleasure to have you here and to have you be a part of the four-day focus. And in getting to know you a little bit and seeing your heart, I was just wanting to introduce you to our listeners and share a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from?
Well, of course, my name's Dave Muckel. I'm from Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, Canada. So I'm a little bit away from home.
Yes, you came a good ways, but actually we had a kind of an international audience, not from Canada, but from other countries as well. So that was a delight for us. But obviously you were here because of your heart for the Jewish people. Can you tell us a little bit about that, maybe how that developed?
For sure. The Bible says from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, how they are able to make thee wise unto salvation. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek later in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I was raised in a Christian home. The Hebrew Scriptures is what I was nurtured with. I came to salvation as a young child, and so I had a naturally questions about Jewish history and heritage and how that all affected. And you know, there's a good portion of the Bible that is also history. And so that all bloomed into something. And also, when I was younger, I had some friends, and they had some off-color jokes and stuff, and I repeated some of that to my father, who rebuked me. And that rebuke just did something in my heart about, you know, how wrong it was what they were doing and some of the things that they were saying, and how that was wrong to even be in my heart. Later, through Bible school and so on, we had church history, and part of church history was also Israeli modern history as well as ancient history, and the Lord really through that worked greatly to affect my heart to the need to reach out to Jewish people with the gospel and their Messiah and Savior. And so it was that burden that started to develop, and then I started to get on the internet and to look for what is there out there for reaching the Jews? How do you reach the Jews? And eventually I came across IBJM. And that was about 9, 10 years ago, which led to my first visit at the 4-Day Focus, which is about 9 years ago. And so that's kind of how the whole thing developed.
Well, that's wonderful. And seeing, like you said, from a child kind of being nurtured in that and directed in that way, that's amazing. We consider that. So tell us a little bit of what you know as well. You're in Manitoba. What part of Manitoba are you in again?
The city is Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, so it's called South Central Manitoba. It's smack dab right in the middle of Canada, actually.
What would you say as well, I guess, if you had a prayer, especially as a Canadian, for your people, but especially the Jewish people in Canada, what is your prayer for them?
My prayer, well, I would be praying for them to have peace. So Psalm 122 mentions to pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. But I'd like them to have internal peace. I'd like them to come to know their Messiah and know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that is a burden of mine, that I believe that is a call of mine, that we're seeking the Lord's will and direction for that.
Well, that's definitely something we can pray for you. And I ask our listeners to pray for David Muckel and his family. And it's, again, a joy to have them here at our recent 4-Day Focus and hearing his heart for the Jewish people, but also for not just in Canada, but really worldwide. It's really amazing seeing that. And so, again, pray for the David Muckel family. And, again, it's a joy to have them here. Thank you for coming in, David.
Thank you.
All right. And again, if you have any questions concerning the ministry of IBJM, we invite you to contact us here and hope this program has been a blessing to you. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.